from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Based in Nashville, the Rough and Tumble are what they describe as a dumpster folk thrift store Americana band. They are actually Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. For the past 6 years, they've been traveling full-time. They've been on the road with two dogs and all their equipment and themselves, and all packed into a 16-foot trailer. They joke around a lot, but their music is serious progressive folk, firmly rooted in acoustic bluegrass. We recorded the Rough and Tumble in WUWF's Studio A.
Yeah, let's do another.
We were told to do another. We got to do another. Okay, let's do one from...
Yeah, so we have a new record coming out called Only This Far. And this is the first single from that. It's called it's a tune called Ain't That the Way. It's about making eggs...
The right way.
The right way.
It's about making eggs the right way. And then I told my mom the perfect way to make eggs once with a silicone spatula. And after I got done explaining it and telling her how I was going to make the whole family breakfast, she said, "Sounds like a perfectly good way to burn a spatula." So this is about how to make eggs.
Yeah, the right way.
One, two, three, four.
got the way to mess up without really trying. I mean, what you say? Ain't that the way to really cook my egg?
I should have not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright. My finest work, this isn't it, and I'm starting all over again, all over again.
1, 2, 3, pick a door, any door, it don't matter what door you try for, they're all locked or jammed anyway. No magic word, no ringing bell, just the same old stupid step. Oh hell, guess I'll take my traveling salesman ass back to Santa Fe. Yeah,
I showed up not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright. Finest work, this isn't it, and I'm starting all over again, all over again.
To eat your own won't pick no nits or bones about it, but I lost and found it. Ain't that the way to burn a good spatula, she said, just by stirring the pot. Hot damn, I'm stirring the pot again.
Ain't that the way? Shoot up, not at my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright.
I'm gonna be alright.
I should have not had my best, and I'm starting all over again. Rock, paper, scissors, that's my guess if I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be alright.
The Rough and Tumble, otherwise known as Mallory and Scott. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
To be here. Yeah.
Well, you were here actually for our radio live show in the first week in October, and you finally made it out to the radio station.
Yeah. So. No, what a fun show that was.
We had such a good time.
Yeah. I really appreciate you guys, you know, coming out of your way to, you know, visit with us. And
well, you know, we're on our way to Norman, Oklahoma.
From Tallahassee. So it's technically on the way.
It is on the way.
Yeah.
So
you go right through. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you playing like a college town tour or something? You know,
right? It kind
of
seems that way, doesn't
it?
Yeah. Not intentionally, but we do love to party in a like go to bed at 9:30 kind of way.
Yeah.
So
in a respectable kind of way.
Right.
How many instruments do you guys play between the two of you?
Oh, you know, we've.
We were debating what you were going to show up with, you know.
Yeah, I think at one point during a show, somebody counted 22.
Wow, really?
Instruments that?
No,
that,
that's how many toes our dog has.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that confused.
Yeah, she has
so
extra
sorry.
Toes. Yeah, she has 22 and a half toes.
22 and a half toes.
So I think somebody counted 21 instruments.
Was it 21 instruments and 22 and a half toes? Okay.
On the dog.
Yeah.
Well, you have two dogs, I noticed.
We do.
That's how
yeah.
you guys come in. Yeah.
Yeah, we have Mud Puddle and Magpie May. They're both Mastiff mixes. And
they're beautiful dogs.
They're,
yeah.
Yeah, great
yeah.
dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them's real smart, too.
Mm-hmm. Just one.
Just one.
Yeah. The other actually has a degree from Harvard in canine musicology.
Oh,
truthfully, we entered her in this
study. It's
this
a growing
study.
Field, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She got a degree.
She got a degree. They sent her a degree after we committed her to this study. And so we are Harvard parents.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And proud.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Very, very,
I mean,
very
wear
proud
the
Harvard parents.
Or anything,
I have a hat, Harvard dad.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been together?
You know, we've been doing this project for 12 years.
Wow, 12 years.
Together. Yeah. No,
but we've been living out of a camper together for about 8 years.
Yeah. And we've been married somewhere in between there.
Yeah. that is like super together.
That's living as together as you can get. Never apart.
Yeah. As together as is humanly possible,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing together?
About 16 years.
I think so.
Wow, yeah, that long. Like, man, that's amazing.
Yeah. We were just babies.
You must have been, like children. Yeah.
Just small 21-year-olds who did like to party.
Yeah.
And went to bed at like midnight back then.
Right.
So. Yeah. How many songs do you think you guys have got in your catalog?
Well, you know, somebody just texted us.
On our way here.
Yeah, she's she's making a drive from Los Angeles to
somewhere
Phoenix
in Arizona,
or somewhere.
Yeah.
She's like, and you have 87 songs on Spotify
and I'm
right now.
I'm listening to every one of them.
And
poor woman.
Poor soul. Yeah.
So I know there's more than 87 because we definitely have not released all the songs that we've written.
Yeah. How do you write? I mean, does one or the other come up with an idea and you just kind of flesh it out from there?
Yeah. Sometimes it we've kind of written every different way possible. We like there was a time where we would just we were writing a bunch of our songs by just saying, hey, let's pick a holiday this month and write a song about that holiday. And so that's how we came up with the Rough and Tumbles Holiday Awareness Campaign,
which was one of our earliest projects.
Yeah.
We started as a band who just wanted to write. Like that is what what we wanted to do. And so and then that kind of morphed into living in a camper together. So as it does. So like writing
has to sing the songs that you write.
Exactly.
You know?
And truthfully nobody's lining up to do it.
So it had to be done. I mean, So what are you holding in your hands? It's a little bitty tiny banjo. Is that a tenor banjo? Or?
It is a banjolele.
Oh, banjolele. Okay.
Yeah, and so I think it's actually a concert. It depends on who you talk to. Now, some people up in Michigan, there's a small group of ukulele players. Oh, actually a large group of ukulele players. It's terrifying. And they will tell you that this is not a banjolele. It is a ukjo because according to ukulele players, no matter what the hybrid instrument is, the uke always comes first. And so this is a uke-jo if you're from Michigan, or a banjolele if you want to be cute. And
wow.
I want to be
you
cute.
You want to be cute.
We're talking to our friends Mallory and Scott, otherwise known as the Rough and Tumble. You guys got a couple more songs for us?
Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-oh, and she's got this thing. What is that?
Oh, yeah. So this is a melodica. This was also known as a harmonica board or a hooter.
It is called a hooter, but we're more prim than that.
We had those in like middle school.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like right next to your recorder.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yep, in a triangle.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play you a song called Homesick. We recently relocated from the 16-foot camper into like an actual house.
We're housebroken half the year now.
And that house is up in New Hampshire. And for the longest time, we felt very homesick for this place that weren't sure if it existed, you know. And so this is kind of a song about that and kind of.
I mean, truthfully, we're still pretty homesick. It's odd because as soon as we got into the house, we thought that our homesickness would be over. But we got real homesick for the road right away. And now that we're out here, we're like, oh, dang, it'd be nice to be in New Hampshire. So it's kind of that feeling of never being home and always being home and always wishing you were somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if this will stay in tune. Close enough. Yeah. Close enough for jazz.
Sucker punched me to the head in upper central Michigan, around where the Osable River bends. Every place I ever go reminds me of a place I used to know. And if I pick up any stone and throw it three times hard, won't I be home? Homesick. Oh, but how can that be? There's not a shiver on the wind. Don't feel a sniffle or a sneeze. I bet I need to put my mind at ease. So I won't get homesick.
Way out on the prairie land, for the hills begin again. Rocks held in time for their sand. Mountaintops with copper mines and traces of asbestos lines in stone. All that we tried to find is undermined our lungs before we know. Homesick. Oh, but how can that be? Not a shiver on the wind. Feel a sniffle or a sneeze. I bet. Need to put my daddy. So I won't get homesick.
Won't get homesick. Hardly hit Pacific when I turn to the Atlantic. Don't say goodbye, I'll say hello again.
Tossing between the oceans, no different than me turning in my bed. If you say it loud enough, coming home instead. Homesick.
Oh, but how can that be? It's not a shiver on the wind.
Feel a sniffle or a sneeze, I bet.
Need to put my mind at ease.
So I won't get
homesick. Oh, but how can that be? There's not a shiver on the wind. Don't feel a sniffle or a sneeze. I bet. Need to put my mind at ease. So I won't get homesick.
All right, we're gonna close with one more song from that new album. The album's called Only This Far, and it comes out May 12th.
I thought you were gonna say that we were gonna close with a prayer, and that was gonna be a real surprise.
That was
to
gonna
me.
Be a real surprise.
A hope
to
and
me
a prayer.
Too,
a hope and a that prayer. We just make it to the end of this song.
All right, so this is a song kind of about just keeping things simple, keeping it kind of easy. Yeah, this song's called.
Some might call it getting old.
Getting old. Yeah. Yeah. Song's called The Key of G.
Well, I have no trouble sleeping at night except the nights are lying by my side. I can't shut my eyes. Most nights I'm bedding by 10, the alarm for 7, we'll do it all again. I don't mind. Coffee in the evening, playing in the key of G. Gonna keep it nice and simple. Gonna keep it good and clean. Go on walks while I am able. Give a kiss along the cheek. Drink my coffee in the evening. Make it strong if it's not sweet. Taking it speed you wanna go. A song we both know. Of all the ones I love the best. Simple tune gonna take away my breath. Ah, here we go. Drinking coffee in the evening. Playing in the key of G. Gonna keep it nice and simple. Gonna keep it good and clean. Kissing on the cheek. Drink my coffee in the evening. Make it strong if it's not sweet.
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 Play it in the key of G. kiss on the cheek. Drink my coffee in the evening. Make it strong if it's not sweet.
Make it strong if it's not sweet.
Make it strong if it's not sweet.
Yeah, the rough and tumble in our Studio A. I know you're on Spotify.
Okay? Oh, we are, yeah.
So where else can we find you?
Yeah, and you can find us everywhere on the internet. You can find us on Bandcamp, on our website, www.theroughandtumble.com. And
you can also probably find us in your town. We're doing a lot of traveling this year. So
are you really cool?
Yeah, we sure are.
All those dates are up on the website. So
just don't look for us on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. And it helps if you put in The Rough and Tumble, because I put in Rough and Tumble and I got an Italian leather handbag company.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. The and the ampersand are very
so important.
So important.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Man, it was a great time.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. Yeah.
The Rough and Tumble was recorded for Acoustic Interlude Sessions at WUWF's Studio A. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.